Now is the time for diversities in the body of Christ. There are diversities of such men that will equip men in the body of Christ. And in their diversity is the strength, is the corporate strength of the body of Christ. Now is not time for a man to shine, but now is the time for everyone to rise, because the light has come. Now is time that we will not survive because of how much more we marginalize men. We will survive by how much more we empower men. Now is not time for you to hide that which the Lord has commissioned unto you. Now is time for ye all to be teachers, to commit another unto this working of the ministry. You must be able to ensure that you are being equipped to do the work of the ministry. You are part of the effective functionality that the Lord will be using. Without you, God will not have a foot in your campus. Without you, God will not have a foot in your locality. We need strong men, not a strong man. We need voices, not a voice. The harvest is plenty. We need more laborers. And the laborers, and the Lord is recruiting many. Others are coming even in the late hour, but sure, they have a reward. It does not matter when you join. Some of you are feeling bad that you're just getting to know about the Lord now. Don't worry. How effective you are matters. It may not take you 3.5 years. You'll be strong in God. Paul came last, but look at what Paul did in the body of Christ. Paul the apostle was one of the effective apostles in the body of Christ, but he came last. It does not matter who started, it's who complete and the quality of the texture of how much more of God you can express. So you must understand that we are in the last hour in the body of Christ, and the Lord is recruiting his last messengers. Suddenly, your workplace is having a different texture of God because of you. Suddenly, now you are seeing things prophetically in your office. You don't know why. Now you are teaching your colleague and boss about God. You may not know why. That anytime you enter into the office, they call you a pastor, they call you a prophet, they call you an apostle, they call you Sister Mary. There is a light in you that is shining that they are seeing. You may not know why. Many times they wonder, are you a pastor or are you an engineer? Are you a doctor or are you a pastor? Are you a lecturer or are you a pastor? Are you a businesswoman or are you a pastor? Why? Because now they are seeing a dimension of God at work in your life. Although you work in the corporate society, well, just let them know that you are an apostolic voice in business. The Bible said that the business of the kingdom should not be done without fervency. He said, do not be slothful, but what? Fervent, serving the Lord. Never be slothful in business. Never be slothful in doing the things of the Lord. Be fervent in serving the Lord. You must understand that your career is a vehicle for you to administer God, and your office is a platform for the kingdom of God to be represented. So when they ask you, how do you do well? You can point them back to God. If you remain plugged upon to God, you'll understand that God can find expression anywhere that you are. Now you are having dreams and vision about your boss and the people that are there, and you are praying for them. You don't even know why. Yes, you are working in the office, but every day you keep having dreams and vision about your boss and the colleague in the office. You see yourself at night casting out devils from them. You see yourself doing deliverance from them. Well, the reason why you are doing those is because you are standing as a Messiah for them there. You don't know why anytime they are sick, they say, pray for me. You don't know why anytime they have an issue, they come for you. You start giving them advice. You give advice to the company on how to run the company better, because you have prayed, and now you are giving apostolic and prophetic strength, and now you have the insight and the wisdom to be able to guide. Now you come to the office and shake hands with them, and people begin to go down under the power of God. Now you shake hands with them and demons leave them. You shake hands with them and suddenly sickness leave them. I remember one time I just walked into an office, and as I shake hands with people, they begin to fall under the anointing. Why? The Lord did not even care that I just went to an office. He just flowed through me. Why? Because there's a demon inside of them that need to go out. There are times I come close to people and they begin to shout. Demons begin to leave them. I went to an office and I begin to lay hands on them. Everybody begin to manifest the power of God. I saw how people can be demonized. And the reason why the office is not thriving is because there are men and women that have spirit and demons in them. And when those demons was casted out, now they can think aright. Now they can do better this. Now they can function effectively well. They didn't know why they're making stupid choices and decisions, because a demon inside of them. So you need to be very anointed even in where you are working. If not, you'll be limited. Now is the time for you to awaken to responsibility. You don't know why that your colleague in office is always depressed. You don't know why your boss is depressed. The reason why he's depressed and regressed and suppressed is because a demon is there. You will not know why, as they are just talking with you, the depression is healed. They are healed of that depression. There is a strength in you that when they talk with you, they take advantage of that strength. It's because you are like a Messiah that they have been praying for. You don't know how now you are not ordinary a man. You are not ordinary a woman in the office. Everybody look at you and say, pray for me, because you are a voice there. Now your lifestyle is judging them. Somehow, you make them live for God. You make them desire God. Your life is challenging them to live more for God. If your life is not challenging another person to seek the Lord, somehow you have been wasting your living. Your life must challenge others to love God daily, as you are failing the kingdom of God. The Lord is raising again new messiahs, new voices, voices that can never be silent. The Bible speaking said, saviors will rise from Mount Zion, and they will judge the mouth of Esau. Do you realize that the darkness in your region can only be judged if you rise? Are you not tired that men and women get sick in your family every day? Can't you rise and begin to be the one praying for them? We are waiting for the special day a crusade will come close to your house. Can't you do the crusade? You are waiting for a day Philip Cephas will come to Lagos. You are waiting for a day Philip Cephas will come to Ibadan. You are waiting for the day Philip Cephas will come to Sokoto. You are waiting for the day Joshua Sama will come to Sokoto. You are waiting for the day Joshua Sama will come to Makurdi. You are waiting for the day Aaron Osai will come to Lafia. When will you be effective there? If these men are taken away from the scene, is that the end of Christianity? Don't you realize that the kingdom of God also depends upon you? The kingdom of God and the texture of how much more it advances depend on how many men that can be equipped by God. Are you not tired of being a follower? Can't you at least be representing God effectively well? Can't you give your life to the Lord, at least be effective within your office? Of course, the level of impact will be different, but you must understand that as a star, you must shine. Don't just limit your shining because others are shining. No, be effective. Talk to that person about the Lord. Go out for that evangelism. Talk to that lady about God. Talk to that brother about the Lord. Don't just remain there just like that. You must be effective. Now is the time for you to lay hands on the sick and pray for them. If you pray, if it does not happen, you will go and learn again. Now is the time to talk to somebody about the Lord. Get the person born again. If the person did not get born again, you will go and think again and study again. Now is the time to lay hands on the person to get the person filled with the Holy Ghost. If the person is not filled with the Holy Ghost, you will go and learn again. Somebody call me and say they have traveled everywhere to get filled with the Holy Spirit. I say, why? You that you are filled with the Holy Ghost, they are calling me there. Can't you pray for the person? They say they don't know how to do it. I saw how Apollos teaching have entered into the body of Christ again. But even Apollos himself was educated by Aquila and Priscilla on the way of the Holy Ghost. How is it that you that are following him have not yet converted yourself? You must understand that if you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you can fill another person. The strategic pioneering of revival is how much men accept the personality of the Holy Spirit. He's the one that takes men deeper. Our doctrine may never change them. We will keep them in a religious cycle. You must be able to be an administrator, a bartender, a one that serves the wine of the Spirit. The Father has prepared the wine. Jesus Christ has already administered it. The Holy Ghost will help us through us to be a bartender. You must understand that anytime you speak about healing, the Lord witness. When you speak about His Spirit, He witness. But are you willing to? When you go out, He will grant unto you utterance. You must learn how to go and speak the counsel of God unto people. If men need to be healed of their infirmity, lay your hands there. Before you call the man of God, lay your hands. Before you call another person to get some fellow, do it first. It amazes the person. I just call on phone and I say, in the name of Jesus, receive the Holy Spirit. The person fell down on the ground, began to blast in tongues for hours. You must understand that you will never know the strength of God in your life until you decide to speak. God himself could not do anything but to speak. The agency of speaking is the agency of creation. Until you utter that word, nothing may happen. Until you utter it, nothing may happen. There are times people call me, they are so sick, about to die, and believers are there. Instead of them to exercise their faith, they will not, until they have to call us. When I pray, they see the miracle happen and they are amazed. I cry for them because this is how they will continue to remain a babe. There are days and time I pray, nothing happen. As you continue to make the mistake, you will learn more how to do it better. And as you continue, the Spirit of the Lord will stand by you to ensure that as you desire this, this will work. Mind you, these things are the gift of the Spirit. You have the Spirit of the Lord. All the giftings are at work in your life. When the Lord requires healing, see the Spirit is there. Give it expression. When the Lord requires deliverance, is there, give it expression. When the Lord requires miracle, give it expression. Anything that when the prophet is required, give it expression. Because you have the Spirit of God, you can give that expression. The Messianic generation will be equipped with all dimension of the Lord. But do you believe this is? I am speaking to you prophetically and apostolically because you must understand your prophetic placement in God and position yourself for apostolic invasion. God can never be popular in your region except you are effective in representation. Men may be limited. God is not limited, except men decide to limit it. And the reason why men limit it is because they refuse to awaken to responsibility. Now is the time. Do not procrastinate. That one people, two people that come to your house, make your house a prayer place. That three, four people in your office, make them to become, introduce God in your curriculum. When you gather together, talk about God. The Bible says, they that love the Lord, talk about the Lord. Somehow, as they speak about the Lord, the book of remembrance is open. Do you realize that when you spend time, 2, 3, 4 with brethren, as you talk, suddenly the light of the gospel open to you the more. There are times I don't sit down with ministers' friends. My friends who are ministers, as we just talk about certain things open, and the things we never know, unlock again. The challenge with you is that you don't know how to fellowship with the Lord. You don't know how to take advantage of the strength of the brethren, the corporate strength of brethren to gain alignment. Many times when you are weak in faith, go to the neighbor, go to your brother's place, and begin to talk about the things you learned about God, and suddenly light and revelation come, and strength comes, and that 1 hour prayer you do with a brother will sustain you for the next 7 days. But many times we despise this because we feel that we should remain in our own cage and cage ourselves. That your temperament is introvert, your temperament is melancholy. Well, those are psychology. The ways of the Spirit are not psychology. The ways of the Spirit is the way of life, is the way of edification, is the way of quickening. You must understand that right now is the time when the Lord is awakening again the ordination upon you, and the Lord God is demanding that you awake unto responsibility. If not, the kingdom of God will suffer, not because God is limited, but because men choose to limit him. You must understand that if you don't believe in the call of God upon your life, nothing may ever happen. Well, is everybody called to represent the Lord? Well, that's your number one purpose. Your career is a vehicle. Your career is just but a tool. No matter how you do, if you don't know the Lord, your children will not know the Lord. If you don't know the Lord, your husband may not know the Lord. A man called me and told me his wife cannot pray. I say, young man, was your wife a prayer woman? Was she a praying lady before you marry her? He said, no. I said, well, there's no miracle that will happen. If she's not a praying lady, she can never become a praying mother. She can never become a praying wife. The same way, if your husband is not praying today, it's because he was not a man that was praying, or somehow he backslided. And imagine the danger of you waiting for an evangelist to come to your house before your children can be born again. It's a challenge. If you don't know God, how can you communicate it to your children? Many of you are filled with the Holy Ghost. Your brother is not filled with the Holy Ghost. Today, go and feed him with the Holy Spirit. Many of you are filled with the Holy Spirit. Your sister is not filled with the Holy Spirit. Many of you are filled with the Holy Spirit, but your children are not filled with the Holy Spirit. Can't you lay hands on them and get them filled with the Holy Spirit? At least try it and fail first before you call that man of God. Many years ago, the Lord told me that I should ensure that everybody in my house is genuinely born again, and all of them are filled with the Holy Spirit. I gather them and lay hands on each and every one of them, from my senior sister to the last born. I lay hands and I fill all of them with the Holy Spirit, and they began to blast in tongues. Today they love the Lord more than me. Today the way they hold me in high regards, I'm even surprised. I need you to understand that one of the things that will bring you honor, even with, among your husband, even among your colleagues, is the God that you know. When you fill a man with the Holy Spirit, he knows that you know something better than him. When you cast out devil from that your father, he will know that you know something better than him. When you cast out devil from that your sister, she will begin to respect you. When you cast out devil from that girl, when you are passing, she will greet you. There is a honor that comes with this thing. But are you willing to take the shame? Many of you are afraid. That is why you can never rise. You don't know how many times I have prayed for the sick, nothing happened. I have failed several times. You have deprived yourself of testimony because you have refused to go out. Go out and dare it. If you fail, you fail. you take the shame. But when you succeed, you take the glory. Many more times will do many miracles than the one that has spoken. I don't even know how to give testimony because I have lost track of many of them. I don't know how to share people's name online because it looks somehow. But I assure you, everyone that decides to go out, God give him a testimony. If you dare to pray for the sick today, pray for 100 people, you will get at least more than a tithe of them healed. I need you to understand that God will walk with you, but when you go out there in faith, many of you have deprived yourself of testimony because you refuse to go out. The reason why many of us have testimony because we have prayed for so many people. How can I pray for thousands of people and not have a testimony? But you are afraid to pray for the one. You must understand that when the Lord stay you up a lot of time, get engaged. You feel the anointing. You pray, your hands shake. You pray, your head vibrates. You pray, you feel fire. Well, go and release that fire upon a sick person. Sometimes I go to the hospital. I say, take me to emergency unit. Take me to cancer unit. Let me go and try this power that I have. And many more times I see HIV go. I see cancer go. I see many kind of healing and miracles. You must understand that the power of God in your life can be wasted. If you are waiting for a special day that will organize a podium for you to preach, it's a waste of time. That lady that is sick in your house, go and lay your hands. That your mother that is sick, go and lay your hands. That your brother that is sick, go and lay your hands. It will amaze you the testimony you have. Men and women that have testimony are not men that do not fail. Ask you, ask any of them if they will be sincere to you. They don't get it 100%. No, there are many people that they have prayed for, nothing happened. There are many people they pray for, things have happened. I have prayed for some dead, they have never risen. But I cannot tell you how many dead I have prayed for that at least have risen. I need you to understand that if you dare in faith, it will amaze you that many more times you will get results. What if it doesn't happen? Well, what if it happened? What you should focus on is what if it happened? What if it doesn't happen? Well, that's why you should not collect money. Do it for free and go away. If somebody died today, you go and say you want to pray for them, they will never stop you. But don't tell them that you should give you 100 million. No. Go and pray for free. If it happens, go away and thank the Lord. They will look for you. If somebody is sick today, go and pray for them for free. If the person gets healed, no problem. If the person is not getting healed, no problem. But many of you are afraid. So you went with camera and crew and you go and the Lord disgrace you. Why did the Lord disgrace you? So that he can humble you. The days you go with that camera and crew, then the person gets healed. And that day you are not even anointed. Why? Because the Lord wants to ensure that these things are not things for public display. It's a thing to encourage you that the Lord God is working with you. I'm speaking to you right now to let you understand that it's a generation that is rising. These are going to be faceless and nameless men. They may not have so much name. They may not have name attached to them in ministry or in a church. But these men are going to be doing wondrous things in the street. Go out in the street of your house. Look for the sick. Heal them. Look for someone that's not filled with the Holy Spirit. Feed them with the Holy Spirit. Pray. Try it. Fail again. And fail again. I assure you, that is the pathway of greatness. No man that has ever become great with it has not failed in something. You must ensure that you try again and again. Anytime you see men celebrate people like Messi, Ronaldo, there are many more times. I don't watch football, but people that watch football will tell you there are times that these guys do not score any goal. There are times they don't score. You appreciate them for the time they score and the time they didn't score. Nobody say anything because they score the goals they have scored before is enough to console you for the goals they have not scored. There are a lot of time we are praying for people. They didn't get here, but others get here. Those ones that get here encourages us so that the ones that are not even here, their faith is built. They know that these ones are here. It means that somehow this thing is a possibility. So tomorrow they come and they get here tomorrow. And if you pray for a man, he's not here. Pray again. I was in Federal University last year. I told them, we will pray for the sick right now. If they are not here, we will still pray again. If they are not here, we will still pray again. If they are not here, we will still pray again. And you must ask them, are you here? If the thing is here, still pray again. Do not be ashamed to pray. Pray again and again and again and again. The Bible says, go and heal the sick. You are supposed to heal them. You are not even supposed to pray for the sick. You are supposed to heal. Because God has already paid the price through Jesus Christ. But mind you, because of the level of your faith, you want to pray to come to healing the sick. But mind you, never be afraid. If you fail, fail righteously. Fail righteously. And try tomorrow again. And you will see how the Lord will strengthen you. It is my desire that a generation rise. Not one man, not one man, but plenty strong men. Not one voice, but plenty voices. I assure you that the encounters you are going to begin to have from today will be tremendous. If you set your heart for the Lord to encounter you as a voice in your region, begin to pray for that your region. Begin to pray for your school. You will see the hand of the Lord express. And before you know it, things will begin to connect to themselves. And the Lord God will strengthen you and ensure that a voice through you is revealed in the land. And through you, the land will not be lacking in sufficiency of living witness that can give expression to the verdict of the Lord. The Lord bless you and strengthen you. Can you take 1 minute and just pray and ask the Lord, Father, make me part of the end time army that you are rising in this time, in the name of Jesus. And I decree and I declare upon you that each and every one under the sound of my voice from today, I provoke supernatural encounters and visitation over you. From today, I decree and I declare that may the Lord God of heaven overwrite your life, take you through a journey in the spirit to encounter you and make you a voice for your generation. I ask that may the prophetic and the apostolic DNA upon your spirit begin to find limelight. I decree and I declare that the supernatural empowerment as encounters, as visitation, the throne of angelic beings that need to walk with you, that will ensure that the kingdom of God is revealed, let them be released to you right now in the name of Jesus. I provoke the activity of the Lord around your life. From today, let every appetite of the flesh die, every addiction be broken, and everything that will make God a liar in your life, let it be taken away. May the Lord God of heaven strengthen you and raise men and women that will support you and that will stand by you in the name of Jesus. May your eyes be open to see the light of scriptures, and may your hand be schooled in the way to handle the power of the Lord in the name of Jesus. May the arm of wisdom work in your life, and may the arm of power work in your life in the name of Jesus. I bless you with the blessings of heaven. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen and amen.